You're tuning in to Chatting with Charity, the podcast that takes rides that change lives. We are headed into 7 moments of Chatting with Charity in which I will share with you things that I have learned in 2022. I'm so happy to have you, and let's get things started. You're tuning in to Chatting with Charity.
What's up? I'm so sorry that I did not do 7 days of Chatting with Charity. The baby got sick, I got sick, and it's just a mess towards the end of the year, but I still wanted to come and try to catch up and talk to you about a couple of things that I really learned in 2022. The first thing we're gonna talk about in this particular ride is how to go with the flow. I realized in life and just in general, we often try to force things to happen or need understanding in order to allow things to occur. But I've come to really realize that everything in life is happening for you and not against you. Even those difficult experiences or the ones that can be extremely draining, they're there to teach you something, and it's your responsibility to overcome it. And you can't overcome it exhausting yourself or working so hard. You have to really stay in a flow. So what is a flow? A flow is when you're able to deal with lots of information, lots of energy, people, and things without getting yourself out of character, without overwhelming yourself, without picking up or turning on bad habits. When you're in the flow, you can live with the things that are happening around you without those things affecting how you show up in your own life or to yourself. In order to live in the flow, the number one thing you have to understand and realize is that it's going to require effort. You have to develop a capacity to endure. It's not something that you turn on overnight. Most people are not able to make it or weather storms because they don't know how to wait until the storm is over. They also don't know how to receive success or happiness or joy because they've not learned how to endure those things. Good emotions and negative emotions have a capacity that we're able to receive those things, and you have to train yourself to expand in order to be able to live in a flow of good or in bad.
Do you know that I finally launched Lux & Co? Yes, this business idea that I have been working so hard on is ready for you to purchase, to enjoy, and most importantly, to have an experience in the moment that awaits you. This particular company is all about Christians who want to have a higher connection with God and desire to make 2023 amazing. This is the year for the chosen. You don't want to get into this year without these products because they're going to help you push through and meet those goals. Be a push through Christian this year and get where you need to be by going to LuxandCoBrand.com and purchasing a product that is going to support you and your walk with God, but most importantly, help you elevate to a higher purpose. Thank you for shopping, and let's get back to this moment.
This year, I have not known exactly what I was doing, and I don't feel like I've accomplished much, but I'm working on my negative self-talk, right? That's a whole nother ride. But I'm working on my negative self-talk, but the one thing I appreciated is that I did not allow the things I could not control to stress me out. I did my best to stay in the flow and reminding myself, you have done the best you can for today, and today's best and tomorrow's best don't have to be the same. Putting pressure on myself is how I get anxious. It is how I get out of flow, and it is how I end up doing absolutely nothing. So I've come to learn that the more faith I have in the little bit that I can give, or the lot of bit that I can give, the better I am able to succeed, and the better I am able to look back and say, wow, Charity, you actually did get a lot done. Being in the flow is not easy. It requires effort. It requires hard work. But when you understand how amazing it can make you feel and how freeing it makes you feel, you're less bothered by the things around you that you can't control. I am so excited for the new year. Like, God has just done so much for me. Being a mom and getting to the point of 6 months and really being able to tarry through those months has been such a joy for me. And Gabriel teaches me that I don't control every single day. It could be a good day, a bad day. He sleeps at 10, at 2, at 1. He's hungry, not hungry, playful, not playful, irritable. It's just never the same. And I have had to readjust my expectations for life in order to be a mom that was available, not irritated, and could serve him in the best capacity that I could for the day. And then to also know not to be a people pleaser. And if he has to go to sleep and I have things to do, he's going to have to get into a flow as well. So that's the first thing that we have talked about today. And we've got more coming. I'm going to try to get these 7 out, even though it's not 7 days. But we are going to have 7 moments of chatting with Charity and things that I learned in 2023 at 2. Look at me. I'm already ready to jump to the next one. So thank you for riding, and don't go anywhere because there's another one coming up.
Don't forget to rate this podcast, share, like, and subscribe. See you next Thursday on Chatting with Charity, and don't forget to bring your friend. Until then, you can find us on Instagram at Chatting with Charity.